take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Rough Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Melville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Wednesday, December 17th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be a brand new day in the United States of America. We've got breaking news. That's right, breaking news that President Obama has signed the Cromnibus spending bill. Tucked into that bill, the Hinchey-Warbacher Amendment, which means, as of this moment in the United States, the federal war on medical marijuana states, and for that matter, industrial hemp states, is officially over. Yes, fantastic news, something we've been waiting for, and over a decade worth of activism involved in bringing that Hinchey-Warbacher Amendment to the House. Failed, six or seven times before it finally passed the House, never passed the Senate. But now it's been wrapped into the Cromnibus bill and has been signed into law by President Barack Obama. The federal funding for raids of compliant medical marijuana dispensaries in the medical marijuana states is now over. Also, another landmark action by President Obama today in ending the federal embargo on Cuba. Now, it still has the travel restrictions have been pulled. There still has to be some work by Congress to end some of this. But as of today in the United States, it's legal to bring back Cuban cigars. That's right. Cuban cigars are now legal. So just about anything nice that you want to smoke is becoming legal here in the United States of America. Coming up on today's show, it is our last Wednesday show of 2014. We are off next Wednesday on Christmas Eve, and the following week for Christmas week, we will be back in the first Monday of January. But as we do every other Wednesday, and we shall continue in 2015, we're going to get our Hemp Day Hump Day update from Doug Fine, the author of Too High to Fail and Hemp Bound. He'll be joining us by telephone at 1:30 to tell us the latest updates on the world of industrial hemp. Also on the show today, we'll have time for a radical rant where some residents in San Pedro, California are freaking out about a store display. You know how holiday season you get those guys that paint up the store windows with snowflakes and snowmen and Santas and all that? Well, some people are pretty irate in San Pedro, California that a pot dispensary dared to have a blunt smoking Santa as part of its display. I'm going to rant about that a little bit and show you why parents who freak out about the visibility of pot in public seem to be blind to the visibility of booze and pills in public. That's coming up in the Radical Rant at the end of the show. Also on the show today, we'll do some more drug war data mining with those numbers we got from the Monitoring the Future study. I'm going to show you how you can use Excel or OpenOffice to quickly map out teen marijuana use figures from 1991 to today. We'll also be going behind the headlines, and I've got a shocking story today coming to you from Richmond, California, where a police officer who was caught red-handed with 5 pounds of weed from the evidence locker in his home without reporting it is getting off scot-free. There will be no criminal charges against this police officer. You won't believe the details. But coming up first, we've got the 420 radio news. And in the headlines today, Colorado has awarded $8 million for medical marijuana research. There is a new study on marijuana use and inflammation. We've got Anchorage's ordinance to ban pot businesses. We got the results on that for you. There are law enforcement in Michigan who don't want to see dispensaries or edibles passed in the next 2 days. An Indiana state senator who wants to fight for medical marijuana in the Hoosier state. And a Michigan mom who's facing jail for giving her kids medical marijuana. All that's coming up next in the 420 Radio News right here on the Russ Melville Show. And then stay tuned for Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio, where we go more in depth on the stories of the day and take your calls at 971-533-7111. The news is next in less than 90 seconds.
You're tuned into the Russ Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org. Five of the last nine major party candidates to run for president, three of the last nine vice presidential candidates, and the last three two-term presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show. Green Stream Radio, replaying Tuesdays at 11 Pacific on 420radio.org.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson, or Norman, and I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Belville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. Colorado awarded more than $8 million for medical marijuana research Wednesday, a step toward addressing complaints that little is known about pot's medical potential. The grants awarded by the Colorado Board of Health will go to studies on whether marijuana helps treat epilepsy, brain tumors, Parkinson's disease, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Quote, "This is the first time we've had government money to look at the efficacy of marijuana, not the harms of marijuana," end quote, said Dr. Suzanne Sisley, a Scottsdale, Arizona psychiatrist who will help run a study on marijuana for veterans with PTSD. Three of the eight research projects, including the veterans study, will still need federal clearance and access to federal marijuana grown at Ole Miss. The other five are observational studies, meaning the subjects will be providing their own weed. The studies also include work on marijuana's benefit for irritable bowel syndrome and comparing marijuana and oxycodone for pain relief. People who smoke marijuana may have lower levels of inflammation compared with people who have never smoked it, according to new research on one marker of inflammation. In the study, researchers examined data from more than 9,000 people on their history of marijuana use and their levels of C-reactive protein, or CRP, one marker of inflammation that is frequently linked with people's risk of heart disease. About 12% said they smoked marijuana recently, or at least once in the past 30 days. The researchers found that those people who smoked in the last month had lower CRP levels than those who had never smoked the drug. An ordinance that would have banned commercial marijuana in Anchorage failed after 4 hours of public testimony and debate in assembly chambers Tuesday night. The assembly voted 9-2 just after 10 p.m. to kill the measure. Only members Amy Dembowski and Paul Honeman supported the measure. Dembowski introduced the proposal last month, hoping the city would take a wait-and-see approach as state lawmakers craft marijuana regulations in Alaska. In hours of testimony in the assembly chambers, most people spoke in opposition to the ordinance. Medical marijuana cardholders wept at the struggle of trying to get their medicine illegally. Many worried about city finances and said the assembly should not shy away from new revenue in the form of taxable marijuana sales. Officials representing law enforcement urged Michigan lawmakers to not pass bills that would permit medical marijuana dispensaries and edible forms of cannabis during the lame duck session. The legislation, which has passed the House and is among many bills pending on the Senate floor, contains too many risks to be adequately addressed during the 2 days remaining before the legislature adjourns for the year, they argued at a press conference. Terrence Jungle, executive director of the Michigan Sheriff's Association, and Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police executive director Robert Stevenson said police and health officials have had too little opportunity to comment on the measures. Republican Mike Carlton, a sponsor of the dispensary bill, took issue with the statements, quote, "We've been working 2 years on this, and now they hold a press conference," end quote, he said. Jungle said the legislation would result in, quote, "a for-profit drug distribution business in the state of Michigan," end quote. Indiana State Senator Karen Tallien will continue her fight to reform marijuana laws in the Hoosier state. This coming session, Senator Tallien hopes a narrowly defined bill to legalize marijuana for people with certain medical conditions will fare better in a Republican-controlled legislature. The bill that she plans to introduce would allow people with a medical marijuana card and a doctor's recommendation to use marijuana. Downs said a bill is unlikely to pass this session unless several Republicans sign on to it. Indiana is very strict on marijuana, is one of the few states that do not allow Sunday liquor sales. Senator Tallien has filed bills to decriminalize less than 2 ounces of marijuana in the 2013 and 2014 legislative sessions, but both bills died without a hearing. A Michigan mother faces child abuse and other charges after authorities say she gave her 10 and 12-year-old sons marijuana for medical reasons. Wexford County Prosecutor Anthony Badovinak tells the Cadillac News that the woman told Child Protective Services she gave marijuana to her 10-year-old boy to help with his emotional issues and to her 12-year-old to treat attention deficit disorder. The drug charge is punishable by up to 4 years in prison, and the child abuse charge carries up to 2 years in prison or 5 years of probation. This is your 420 Radio News for December 17th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. You can get 420 Radio on the go with the Ustream video app for Android and iPhone. Go to rad-r.us/420Ustream or just click the Ustream app icon for Android or iPhone below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, the state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
There's so much I worry about as a mom. Stephen Harper thinks that organized crime should continue to profit from marijuana prohibition. Imagine regulating marijuana like alcohol and cigarettes with a strong and clear educational message, making it more difficult for my kids and your kids to access. Drug dealers don't ask for ID. Stephen Harper does not have the kind of judgment we need to protect our children, authorized by the Normal Women's Alliance of Canada.
Welcome back, everyone. 14 after the hour, and today in Behind the Headlines, we're going to tell you how a cop walks after a search finds a large amount of marijuana in his home. This could be part of our continuing investigation and how there's a different justice system for the police versus the justice system for the rest of us. Because what do you suppose happens if you went and picked up a 5-pound package of pot from the UPS store, then months later, cops with a search warrant show up and find a large amount of marijuana in your home? And then what do you suppose happens if you told them the pot wasn't for you and you weren't going to sell it to anyone else, but the pot was for your dog? Yeah, well, if you're Richmond, California police officer Joe Avila, you get 3 months paid vacation and no criminal charges. The case begins before Thanksgiving of 2013. A UPS store employee called the Richmond police about a 5-pound package suspected to be marijuana. Officer Avila took the package and sent word to dispatch that he'd be filing the formal report later. That report never got filed, and that 5 pounds of weed never made it to the police evidence locker. In January of 2014, Internal Affairs began looking into Officer Avila for a pattern of not filing timely police reports. Out of 37 non-report incidents, the UPS store pot stood out. The investigation continued for 9 more months when on September 23rd of 2014, a search warrant was issued for Officer Avila's home with the quote, belief and opinion that Richmond Police Officer Joe Avila intentionally collected drug evidence from the Richmond UPS store on 11/25/13 and kept for his personal use or use for sale, end quote. That's on the search warrant. But Officer Avila, who's a 17-year police veteran and a canine handler, had an excuse. Officer Avila told the police searching his home that he used 2 pounds of the marijuana from the UPS store to train his canine partner Bosco at home in February. He also said there might be more marijuana in the trunk of his police car or at his house. Wait a minute. Wasn't it 5 pounds that he took from the UPS store? Ah, good catch, dear listener. You'll also be interested to read that the 9/23/14 search warrant turned up, quote, a large amount of marijuana, end quote. No specific weight mentioned. Quote, in plastic bags, end quote. Plural, in Officer Avila's home. Richmond police, like all police departments, have strict protocol regarding the chain of evidence. Filing a report as soon as possible is required so officers' memories don't fade. Placing contraband in the evidence locker is mandatory. Procedures exist for procuring and weighing drug evidence for the training of drug-sniffing dogs, and they don't involve swiping unweighed drug evidence from crimes that canine officers don't report. Officer Avila was clearly in violation of all of these standards. But Detective Hector Esparza, the president of the Richmond Police Officers Association, a.k.a. the police union, said, quote, I think administratively there might have been mistakes. There's no criminal element in this whatsoever. In my opinion, it's a purely administrative matter. Canine officers use narcotics for training their dogs. It's how they keep them up to speed. End quote. No crime here. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Officer Avila was placed on paid administrative leave in September as the investigation continued. Today, the Contra Costa Times reports that the county district attorney, Mark A. Peterson, won't be filing charges against Officer Avila. According to Robin Lepetsky, the county's chief public defender, there just isn't enough evidence to get a conviction. Officer Avila seems to have violated numerous police protocols, but not the law, apparently. Possession of 5 pounds of marijuana, and especially if you have it in separate bags, that is intent to sell. And that's a felony in the state of California, punishable by 16 months to 3 years in prison. In addition, the vehicle used to transport the marijuana and the home used to store it in are subject to asset forfeiture. And when the cops come to serve the search warrant over the 5 pounds of pot in your home, they might even break down your door and shoot your dog. Unless you're a cop. So we're supposed to believe that this cop picked up 5 pounds of evidence that was called in from a UPS store. Now, it wasn't being ordered by Officer Avila. He was called. He was the police officer sent to the UPS store when they had found someone else was getting weed shipped through the UPS store. He shows up and picks up the 5 pounds and then never reports it, never books it. And we're supposed to believe that he was just doing that so he could have some extra weed to train his drug-sniffing dog, Bosco. He has broken police protocol. He lied to the investigators when they came to his place and they wanted to find out where the weed was, saying he didn't know if it was in the trunk or if it's in the house or where it might have been. And there's no repercussions for this guy? Now, one of the articles I read did mention that it's questionable as to whether or not he'll be able to return to the police force. But that should point out return to that police force, because chances are he'll probably get hired again somewhere else.
Marijuana, marijuana.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
All right. Be a little pony boy and a little gunnery Sergeant Hartman. That's kind of nice. Hey, folks, it's 420 in Denver, Colorado, and all throughout the Mountain Time Zone. But you know how it is here at 420 Radio. It's 420 everywhere. So enjoy your favorite herbal relaxant, and we'll be right back with some drug war data mining.
Twenty Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. Hey, tokers and tokettes, Radical Russ here for the Canador, a practical solution to keep herbs from drying. The Canador is the perfect airtight storage system for your fine herbs, from the half-inch thick walnut and cherry wood construction, clear-top perforated jars for storage, and the humidity bead system that keeps your herbs at a perfect 65% relative humidity. I keep all my herbs in the Canador, and you should too. Check out Canador.com for more information.
Cannabis Network Radio with David Kowalski from Tampa, Florida. Replaying Wednesdays at 12 Pacific on 420radio.org.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Welcome back, everyone. 22 and a half after the hour. And in the data mine today, we're going to take a look at the four tables we viewed yesterday from the Monitoring the Future 2014 survey. These are the trends in the prevalence of use for various drugs. We're going to pay attention to marijuana for 8th, 10th, and 12th graders combined. We saw this table yesterday on the show. And what's nice about this is this gives us information on the use of marijuana and all sorts of other drugs. And it dates all the way back to 1991. We took a look at the row for marijuana and how we saw ranges from 22% and higher and lower as we go throughout time. But a lot of times this can be easier to view if you have it all in an Excel spreadsheet, some sort of graph program. Now, you can do a lot of these same techniques with the Open Office program. I know a lot of people prefer to use the free online versions of these things, but I'll be using Microsoft Excel for this just to give you a few ideas on how you could display this data. Let's switch to full screen on this. And as you can see, we've got this row, marijuana hashish. We're looking at the lifetime prevalence of the use of drugs. And this is our row for marijuana. And we have numbers that range from 1991 all the way to 2014. What we're going to do is we're going to take these numbers and place them into Excel so that we can graph them a little bit easier. So we'll switch over to our Excel program, and in there we'll just create some labels. We'll have lifetime, annual, monthly, and daily to match the four charts that we're going to be putting together. Now, here's a quick technique you can use to get the information out of the website. Highlight the numbers that you want, and don't include any of the labels. You don't need the marijuana hashish. You don't need any of the percentages on the side. Just highlight the numbers from 1991 to 2014, and you can use a keyboard shortcut or right click to copy that information. Switch then over to Excel, and in your first row there for lifetime, you can right click and paste. And when you paste that information, there's going to be this little box that pops up next to it. Now, this is just for Excel. OpenOffice probably doesn't have a similar feature. But in Excel, this paste is giving you this paste options. And when you open it up, you'll see this option that says use the text import wizard, because what you'd be importing right now is just one cell chock full of numbers and spaces. But if you use the text import wizard, this pops up a little window and you can decide how the text needs to be imported. Delimited means all the text is a certain length, whereas fixed width means all the text is a certain length, whereas delimited means it's all separated by something. And in our case, all of our data is separated by a space for each column. So we're going to pick delimited and move next. The default choice is space. It already figured out that it's spaces that are separating this. You can confirm that. The rest of the steps aren't even really necessary. You can just click finish at this point, and you'll have all your numbers running from left to right. So let's go get the numbers for the annual prevalence. So here's our annual numbers that we'll highlight. Oops, make sure you get that 0.2 in there. So we'll highlight all the numbers, copy those, switch over to Excel, right click, and you can paste. And here's another quick tip hint. When you use that text import wizard, as soon as it pops up, just click finish. It's already set for delimited and space. Now we'll go get the monthly numbers. Monthly numbers found here in the Monitoring the Future survey. We can paste those in. And again, use the text import wizard and just finish. Those numbers will pop right up. And our final set of numbers, the daily numbers. I'll zoom in just a little bit so we can see our daily use numbers from 1991 through 2014 for all combined grades. Right click and paste, and then we can use the text import wizard and finish. Now, reading the data this way might be troublesome because reading crosswise is difficult. Plus, we don't have the years listed here. This data might be easier to work with if instead of it being landscape, so to speak, it was portrait. An easy way to do that in Excel is to just highlight your entire area, and there's a quick keyboard technique you can use for this. As long as your table is all contiguous, you can press Control A, and that's going to select the entire bounded table. Right click that stuff to copy it, and then find yourself a blank spot and right click. And in the paste options, you'll see one that's a transpose option. It'll preview what that's going to look like. And sure enough, that looks pretty good to me. Click transpose and you'll have your data all transposed. You don't need that top data anymore, so we're going to highlight the first five rows and right-click and delete them because we've got the data we need listed this way. Right-click on column A and insert. We can add the year. 1991 was the first year. 1992 was the second. Once you've typed in 2 years, though, don't bother typing the rest. Just highlight both of those years and double-click that little black dot in the bottom right corner. That'll fill in the rest of the years all the way throughout the rest of your graph. Then it's just a matter of selecting the entire section. And again, Control A is a quick way to do that. Control A gets everything highlighted. And to make a quick graph of this information, press F11 on your keyboard. F11 is a keyboard trick that really quickly makes a graph for you. Now, it's not the smartest thing in the world because it makes year, and if you know if you can see that, year becomes one of the items to be graphed when year should really be the axis. This is easy to fix, though. There'll be a select data button up in your ribbon, and we just need to tell year that it is no longer to be graphed. You'll see the graph then starts to look a little more realistic. For your category axis labels, edit that, switch back to your sheet, and pick all those years to get your axis labels like we'd like to look. And now we have the year numbers on the bottom of the chart. A quick change chart type to a line chart, and you're done.
420 Radio, the activist radio station. The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney." Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web.
Are you a hypocrite? If you live a closeted cannabis lifestyle, you are. Read about seven people living a closeted cannabis lifestyle who are on the verge of coming out in The Hypocrites by Mara K. Eaton. Available at areyouahypocrite.net. You can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available on iTunes. Check out Mara K. Eaton on Facebook as well. Learn more at areyouahypocrite.net.
Legalization also ushers in the return of the American hemp industry. Get the latest news from the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, Doug Fine, in our Hemp Day Hump Day update.
Welcome back, everyone. 31 and a half after the hour.
I'm probably, hopefully, either in a hemp field or a river right now. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
So we're unable to reach Doug Fine today for our Hemp Day Hump Day update. So sorry about that, folks. But we will reach out to Doug and see if we can get him here during a break. He may have gotten himself where he's not got good cell reception. We'll hit him up on Twitter and Skype and see what we can find. In the meantime, let me get you some music to listen to until we can come back with either Doug or another segment.
It's rainy, it's foggy, it is so, so cold. Damn. I'm running so low on dough, I'm so, so broke. I'm lonely, my girlfriend won't hold me. Yeah. What have I become? I'm a loser, I'm a phony. Damn. I'm losing all my homies lately, I don't even know me. On? No one to console me, and no one can control me. Maybe I'm addicted, cause when I get lifted, my spirit shifted, and then I'm thinking that I'm gifted. I'm so crazy. True. Back and forth, schizophrenic, maybe, I don't know. All I know is when I blow the dro, I'm good to go. It heals my soul. Now I can face the world, embrace the world, and remember, never ever chase a girl. Learn to make a change and try to maintain. No wood grain and candy paint, but I got Mrs. Mary Jane. She takes away the pain, so I cannot complain. Just put the pot up in the bowl every day to stop the rain.
Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, cause nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and I smoke this pain away. Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, cause nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and I smoke this pain away.
Fountain of imperfection, my connection to affection is a cold embrace, attached to a sour face. No love for me, I'm ugly, I'ma smoke the pain away. No cuts for me, I'm bloody, and these scars are here to stay. Carry them like weight through the world, I'm on a mission with my fate being the outcome of all my decisions. And my wishes are just that, pigments of all my dreams, a chance to turn a chaotic life and make it serene. I'm a dreamer in my own right, without a question, imaginated assassination, just like I'm John Lennon. And people desecrating my grave with no respect. Smoke one for me, shit, smoke three, I'm stressed. So much smoke in my lungs that I feel I'm losing my breath. And I feel there's nothing left for me, cause life is so strange. If it wasn't for the pain, then I wouldn't have a thing.
Hey,
you lazy son of a bitch.
Hey,
time to smoke some LJ.
You fucking loser.
all my cash and going nowhere fast. I got just enough to function, cause I'm smoking on grass. Catch me up in the pad, missing the chances I had. Reminiscing on the bad, hoping I can buy a bag. I'm smoking on a blunt, got a problem, roll it up. Mama tell me that I'm special, but I keep on fucking up. My lady say she love me, but I see she's had enough. Keep my feelings bottled up and hope she never brings it up. The pain of thinking different would be way too much to handle. Some people live in Disney World, a smile in Orlando. My life is filled with misery, I'm singing a soprano. The hurt I feel is real, so I rap over pianos. Pass another joint so I can puff away the pain. It's way too late to change the thoughts that's running through my brain. Ain't no solving my problems, only arguing through it. So I smoke a blunt of chronic instead of swallowing bullets. Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, cause nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and how I smoke this pain away. Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, cause nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and how I smoke this pain away.
I sit in cemeteries, holding it down, watching the raindrops of my reflection hitting the ground. I see an angel pointing my direction, wearing a frown. I feel the pain, but it ain't the thing I can do for a now. I feel strange, so now I'm just letting the smoke build. I got enough pressure to deal with, that's on the real pimpin'. I can admit it, I'm addicted and all that. The weed keeps me from killing people who wanna laugh at. Instead, I give you them axe tracks when I'm waxed. Magic is black like a blunt, I'll split your backpack. Might even kidnap your little rat. So thank you, God, for the weed, cause it's helping me get past that. I'm on the fast track to hell, is what they telling me. But I just tell them all to fuck off, ain't no helping me. That's why I seldom see friends and family. For me, my kids don't even like me. Fuck it, homie, roll the weed.
That's Potluck with Smoke the Pain Away featuring Twisted. My apologies, unable to reach Doug Fine for our Hemp Day Hump Day. So we're going to return to some news video.
Study began in 1975, so we're now covering 40 years of drug use among American young people. There's been a lot of change in that time. The proportion of kids who are drinking, and more importantly, who are binge drinking, that is having five or more drinks in a row, both of those have seen declining proportions over quite a long time. So we're now at the lowest levels of drinking and binge drinking that we've seen in the history of the study.
We're constantly trying to find what are the new drugs that are emerging. In monitoring the future, we show for the first time in a national study that e-cigarette use has actually surpassed regular cigarette use. Among 8th and 10th graders, e-cigarette use is more than twice as common as regular cigarette use. There's been a long-term decline in regular cigarette use. It's declined substantially. Cigarette smoking prevalence today is at near historic lows. An e-cigarette is a battery-powered device. The user puts in a chemical substance, which includes nicotine, and that nicotine substance is turned into a vapor, which the user then inhales into his or her lungs. Part of the reason that e-cigarettes are so popular among youth is that they have a very low perceived health risk. The public health community is very concerned about e-cigarette use, particularly among youth, because for many youth, it is their initiation into nicotine use, which is an addictive drug.
We've seen for the last 5 or 6 years an increase in marijuana use among teens. This year, that leveled off, and in fact there was a little lowering of the rates, and we're not exactly sure why, given all the attention that marijuana is now receiving. About the only thing that went up really was the e-cigarettes this year. An unusual year in that respect. Usually there's more things going up and going down, but this year mostly it's either steady or decline.
And now it's time to present our first honorary award of the evening, the Lester Grinspoon Lifetime Achievement Award. To present this very special honor, please welcome one half of the world's best comedy duo, the stoner legend himself, Tommy Chong.
Yeah!
just smoke some of the winning buzz back here. I may not be too coherent tonight. Also, I'm recovering from a dance gig I had a minute ago. Anyway, we're here to honor a fellow convict. Fellow jailbird. Fellow bust. Guy got busted for no reason. Where are you? Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Emery. Come on up.
Mark Emery, everyone. We are the Lester Princeton Lifetime Achievement Award. Let's hear it, everyone. Mark Emery! My career in civil disobedience started with High Times when it was banned in Canada. In 1987, it took us 5 years, but we finally overturned that law and made High Times legal in Canada. In 1995, in fact, High Times has been pivotal in so much of my activism. I first came to Amsterdam in 1994 for the Cannabis Cup. I met Ben Dronkers and was so inspired by his example of selling seeds that I thought, I want to change the world. I'm going to sell as many seeds as I can. We sold millions and millions of seeds to America. 3 million seeds alone to the United States people. And that helped create tons and tons and tons of marijuana every year since 1995. And then we use that money to subvert the system, fuck shit up, get things on the ballot in several states. And then the rest is history, and I'm so proud to be part of it. I'm really pleased to see my friend Tommy Chong come here and present this. Hey, this is cool. Hey, that's really great. And thank you very much to High Times. It's easy to take a magazine for granted because now we have 45, 50, 60 printed magazines about marijuana. But for a long, long time, High Times was the only thing around. And if you needed to know anything or could know anything, it was in High Times magazine. And I'm really grateful for their invitation to come here and accept this Lifetime Achievement Award. And really, the 28 times I've been arrested and the 23 times I've been to jail and prison are really, really worth it because we're doing it for a great cause and a great thing, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Thanks very much. Mark Emery.
Hold on. I'd like to also acknowledge a person that has been very active in Mark and I's life for many years, Jody Emery. Jody Emery. Jody was the lady that stood by Mark all through his ordeals and carried on his legacy. This is Jody, say a few words.
Never leave her, man.
Well, maybe a Lifetime Achievement Award, but I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot more work. Amsterdam, my first time here, we came 20 years ago. So much has happened in that time, but even today as we celebrate, there are people still in prison. So there's a lot of work to do, but there's a lot of fun to be had, and I want to thank High Times and everyone involved all around the world for celebrating cannabis culture and working together and making things like this happen. It's phenomenal, and keep it up.
Once again, everyone, let's hear it for Mark Emery, winner of the Lester Princeton Lifetime Achievement Award. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Come on, folks.
A video from the High Times Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam, where Tommy Chong gives Mark Emery a Lifetime Achievement Award. And before that, we saw the news release from the University of Michigan on the Monitoring the Future survey results. More kids are smoking e-cigarettes than cigarettes. More kids are smoking pot than cigarettes. Harm reduction is working. We got the anti-drug public service announcement of the day coming up next, and then a radical rant. Oh my God, there's a pot Santa at the dispensary. Stick around.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show. The voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts.
you know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
This is a banana. This is a cat. This is fire. This is harmless and actually helpful to some people. Don't believe everything you hear. The fact is that every major health organization rejects smoked marijuana. Now that the smoke is cleared, discover truecompassion.org.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org. When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your fired-up lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com.
Handle the truth.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
You have offended my family.
Hey, this is great, man.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
I know nothing.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
We don't need no stinking budget.
Down the centuries, you have learned the meaning of the words, we, the people.
Be warned, this is not your mother's marijuana.
You could ask yourself a question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Radical Rant.
Welcome back, everyone. 47 after the hour, and oh my God, are people freaking out about marijuana in public. Our latest story comes to us from NBC Los Angeles, where they report upon the Harbor House of Dank in San Pedro, California. They hired an artist last week to paint Christmas decorations on the windows. You know, like a lot of stores do. They put up the snowman and the snowflakes and, you know, all the little Christmassy things. And part of what their decorations included was this. A pot-smoking Santa. This is the news anchor for NBC4 pointing out the pot-smoking Santa. A typical, you know, Seven Dwarfs-looking, Disney-looking Santa with a big old cone out of his mouth. And this led to all sorts of backlash within the community. There was a Facebook page called Coastal San Pedro Neighborhood Watch. And people started posting all of their worries and all of their anger about this pot-smoking Santa display. One man posted, quote, "Have some damn sense. Kids walk by that place all the time." A woman posted, "I just couldn't understand why." And another man posted, "What do you tell your kids about that?" He concluded by saying, "I was shocked when I drove by in the morning, knowing there's a junior high school a block away." Oh dear. And again, we're talking about bad Santa here. Our bad little pot-smoking Santa painted on the window of the dispensary. And by 4 o'clock, the dispensary owner called the painter and had him scrape it off the window. Now, I don't want to discuss whether or not this was actually appropriate maybe it's not appropriate to have a pot-smoking cartoon Santa. Maybe that is a bad idea. But what I want to get to is why these people who get so upset about the pot-smoking Santa don't seem to have any vision as to how much alcohol and prescription pills are advertised, and sometimes using cartoon and very child-friendly iconography. I mean, I can understand why these people are upset about the pot-smoking Santa, because you got to worry, if we allow a pot-smoking Santa to be displayed in front of a dispensary, that's going to make other drug groups feel like they can appropriate the image of Santa Claus and use that to hype their own drug, their own intoxicant. And this might be confusing to children who recognize Santa Claus as the bringer of all things good, who knows when you're naughty, knows when you're nice. And if they were to see a brand name, a very popular brand name of some sort of intoxicating drug associated with the holiday of Christmas and Christmas trees and mom and dad and kids, why, they might get the idea that the use of this intoxicant, the use of this drug, even though it's legal, might be something that is okay for kids to do. And if we don't stop them from appropriating the iconography of Santa Claus and Christmas, it might lead to a confusing display where people are using this intoxicant while dressed up as Santa Claus. Kids might see this in the open public and might think that, well, gosh, if Santa Claus can use that drug in public, maybe it's okay for me to use that drug in public. And if we don't put our foot down right now and stop this dispensary from putting up its pot-smoking Santa, the next thing you know, the people who manufacture drugs will start manufacturing special versions of those drugs specifically for the holiday season. And they'll festoon them with pictures of Santa and reindeer and Christmas trees. And then the kids will think that this drug, this intoxicant, is somehow a part of the holiday, that we can't actually have a Christmas celebration unless we have some of these specially made drugs that are specially spiced and flavored to represent the Christmas holiday. So these parents are onto something, because, you know, the pot smoking Santa in the dispensary, if we allow that to happen, the next thing you know, there's going to be some bleary eyed, bloodshot eye, obviously intoxicated looking Santas that they'll start popping up, because gosh, if it's okay to have that intoxicant, then I guess it's okay for Santa himself to be intoxicated. And then we're just telling the kids that it's okay. It's okay to be intoxicated and to show people that you use a drug in public, because gosh, if Santa's doing it, then it's okay for the kids to do it. And that's why we need to stop this pot-smoking Santa picture at the dispensary. The next thing you know, the biggest dispensaries, the biggest growers are going to start branding all of their products with all of these icons of Santa and sleigh bells and sleighs and Christmas trees. And let's not forget, we're talking about a religious holiday for the majority of people in America. And while Santa Claus isn't a part of that religious tradition, he is an icon that brings people to mind about that religious tradition. We wouldn't want to have a religious holiday sullied by the idea that it's okay to get intoxicated and to use a mind-altering drug to celebrate that holiday. And yet, if we allow the pot-smoking Santa to remain on the window of the dispensary, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to see artists painting all sorts of prints, showing Santa Claus and showing other Christmas scenes with product placement of they're intoxicating products all throughout that. And that's going to confuse the kids so much. You'll start to see these manufacturers trying to distinguish themselves in the marketplace by coming up with their own special, you might say, craft versions of their intoxicating product in order to try to sell a little more during the holiday season. And it's bad enough that we've got so much commercialization of the holiday season as it is. But now we're going to take not only the image of Santa Claus that is revered and loved and cherished by so many children, and we're going to place it on all these intoxicating products and all of these places where people can get these intoxicating products. And I know that it's for adults, right? These are products for adults, of course, but just because they're products for adults doesn't mean that we can allow them to be advertised and displayed in public, you know, because there's children out there in public. Why, if the children were to see any of these instances of public acceptance of adult use of intoxicants in public, why, that would lead to the end of our entire civilization, wouldn't it? And I, for one, will not sit here and allow people to badmouth the United States of America. So kudos to the people of San Pedro for making sure that the pot-smoking Santa Claus painting on the dispensary was taken down. My God, it was just a block away from a junior high school. And who knows how much damage could have been done to those kids seeing a cartoon representation of Santa Claus associated with such a harmful drug. Now, I hope the sarcasm has come through over the past 8 minutes of me talking about this. Because once again, we are seeing how it is a long road from legalization to equalization. These same people who have no problem with the Budweiser spiced ales or the spiced wines that come out, or talking about hot toddies, or spiking the eggnog. It's so culturally ingrained, they don't even conceive of alcohol as a drug. They don't even conceive of alcohol as something we should keep away from the children, lest their pristine eyes be defiled by the sight of adults drinking. And that's why it's always been frustrating for me as a marijuana law reformer, trying to get through to some of these people. People who would say things like, well, if they're drug testing for your job, well, you ought to just quit smoking pot. Why don't you just not smoke pot? Well, yeah, I suppose that's an option. Why don't you just stop drinking beer? Oh, because nobody's going to force you to stop drinking beer, so you don't have to stop drinking beer. And I just wish that some of these people, that we could set up a simulated reality. You know, set up like, you remember the Truman Show with Jim Carrey? The whole big simulated world he lived in, right? That we could simulate a world where marijuana is treated like alcohol and alcohol is treated like marijuana. And let those people experience what it'd be like to be walking down the street and almost literally on every block be able to see some location that sells marijuana. To be able to see people openly smoking marijuana on patios and outdoor gardens, right? But then also to see some dealer in a trench coat in the alley who's got some beers for sale. To see cops roughing up some kids that they caught with a 40 ounce. To see people's lives ruined, to have their cars and their homes taken from them because a search warrant turned up a bottle of Jack Daniels at their house. If they could understand, if they could see how different their lives would be if alcohol was treated like marijuana, this thing would be legalized coast to coast in a matter of a couple of weeks. Make sure to confront that blindness no matter what chance you get. Don't let them get away with loving beer and pills and not applying a different standard to marijuana. That's all the time we got. Thanks for joining us. I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seat, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seat, you plant it.